Shalom, Israel. It's your brother Rajai coming at you again. As always, being led by the Spirit and bringing out these scriptures for edification for the house of Israel, the so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, Seminole Indian. I say Shalom to you, to the one-third of Israel that keeping the truth and sincerity. I say Shalom to you, to the brothers and knocking them out, teaching this word in truth and sincerity out on the highways and byways. I say Shalom to you, and to the listeners of this podcast, I say Shalom to you, to truth and sincerity, to edify a nation of people. I want to begin basically, you know, as always, pre-show to kind of give the listeners, you guys that are just tuning in, or if you heard other, you know, segments or episodes of the show, the reason why I'm doing this to edify our nation of people, which I just mentioned are the descendants of Abram, Isaac, and Jacob. We are the true descendants, the so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, Seminole Indian. You know, contrary to belief in the lies that are out there, we are the true descendants of Abram. We are the Israelites, right? Through the bloodline, through the seed. And, you know, we're in the ending times now. And God's waking up his people and bringing out this truth, you know, through his prophets and messengers. So, you know, my goal with this podcast show is to edify, you know, our nation of people so that, you know, we come back to the Most High, follow his laws and keep his commandments, that we may be saved from destruction of Babylon the Great. Because believe it or not, the world, you know, is going to end. You know, this world, not the earth, but this world, this nation, is coming to an end. God is raising up signs and prophets that are prophesied in the Bible, you know, back in, you know, the ancient times. Things are repeating itself. So with that being said, you know, my goal with this podcast show, as always, is to edify our nation of people. Today I wanted to, you know, bring out, you know, inscription also being led by the Spirit. The wickedness. What is wickedness, right? The wickedness of man's heart, according to the scriptures, is this segment's title. So, you know, I'm going to go into scriptures and bring out, you know, the definition of wickedness, defined by the Bible, defined by these precepts. All right. So the first, you know, thing I wanted to mention is, like I said, what is wickedness according to the Bible? Let's jump to Deuteronomy 17:2. If there be found among you within any of thy gates, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, man or woman, that have wrought wickedness in the sight of the Lord thy God in transgressing his covenant, right? Keeping God's laws and statutes and commandments. Shalakia. Let me read that again. If there be found among you within any of thy gates, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, man or woman, that have wrought wickedness in the sight of the Lord thy God in transgressing his covenant. So wickedness, right, as we just read, is in God's eyes, is transgressing his laws, transgressing his covenant, which he gave to Israel, you know, the Israelites. So anything going outside of God's commandments, if you're doing these things outside of what it says in the scriptures, then that's wickedness, right? Then you're against the Most High because you're not keeping his laws and commandments. Now there's a certain nation of people which are the Israelites that God gave his commandments to. So, you know, it doesn't apply to all the other nations, but this directly applies to the house of Israel, right? This directly applies to so-called Hispanic, you know, Black American, the so-called Blacks, right? Native American and Seminole Indian, the Mexican. That's who this applies to, because the other nations weren't given that covenant, weren't given the laws of the Most High. And this is, the Bible is our heritage. The Bible is our truth, right? We serve the living God. He made a covenant with us when we came out of Egypt through Moses, right? Who spoke to the Israelites, who spoke to the people, you know, and he delivered or he gave unto the Israelites those commandments, which, you know, Moses spent 40 days and 40 nights up on the Mount Sinai, and he spoke with God, and God written down, and Moses written down those commandments. So this is in context of who this pertains to, right? So let's read that one more time. 17:2. If there be found, this is the definition of wickedness. If there be found among you within any of thy gates, which the Lord thy God giveth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, man or woman that have wrought wickedness in thy sight of the Lord thy God in transgressing his covenant. So wickedness in God's eyes is transgression of his laws. Okay? We must always refer to the scriptures when seeking the truth and guidance. If God gives us understanding, then we are able to break down the meaning of different precepts and have the understanding. The Bible is God's word, his breath of life, and he brings understanding into this Bible through the scriptures that was given unto us through the spirit of understanding. Because we don't get understanding or divine understanding through this world. You know, God operates, he operates through the spirit. He operates through the spirit world. So, and any understanding that's gonna come to us wisdom can only be gotten through these scriptures, because God doesn't see the things in this world, you know, your top doctrines in your school, the people who, you know, got their master's degree and all these things, those top professors and things like that of this world, that's not wisdom. That's not wisdom according to the Most High. Wisdom is sought out through these scriptures and through the Bible, okay? So you have to have that understanding. And this can be confusing to a lot of the nations, because the people who are not in the truth, who don't understand this, who don't have that spirit of understanding, that Holy Spirit, they can't comprehend. You know, they can't comprehend God's knowledge. It's you know, inferior to them. It's something that, you know, their mind doesn't, you know, understand, because they don't have that spirit of understanding. God didn't give it to the other nations, right? Their understanding comes from this world and the thing that they raise up in this nation to be, you know. If you look at all their monuments, right, and what they praise and the things that they do in this nation, that's not according to God. That's not understanding according to God. So they basically, you know, have understanding based on their worldly view, right? And it's always been that way within the, you know, nations outside of Israel, right? They've always served their own gods, right? So there's nothing new under the sun. So that's been repeated throughout history and generation over generation. So, you know, our people are coming back into knowing who they are, right? And knowing who we are and coming back to the truth, returning to the Most High, and God's waking our people up, okay? As like I said, as we know, you know, the Most High operates through the Spirit. And the only way to get this truth is to be keeping the laws and commandments. And who are the people that can keep the laws and commandments, right? No other nations can keep these laws and commandments, you know, in this kingdom and under this rulership of Esau, right? We're to get our nation of people together, right? Rise up together, you know, in these scriptures, in this word, to be delivered out of this wickedness. And then when God sets his kingdom, you know, when Yahushua comes back, when he sets up his kingdom, you know, under Jacob, under the Israelites, then, you know, the other nations are going to be able to, we're going to teach the word to them. They're going to understand, you know, these scriptures through the Israelites. But in this kingdom, we're to gather ourselves, right, as a nation of people, get into these scriptures so that God can, you know, seal us, seal the one-thirds and 144,000 elect, that he can, you know, come back and bring judgment. But until then, you know, we're in this grace period to get ourselves together, to fall in line with these scriptures, repent and return back to the Most High. That's the first thing. A falling away has to happen. So that has to come about first in order for us, you know, to be put back on top, right? And that's going to come, you know, when God brings, when Yahweh Shah brings fourth judgment, right? And delivers is the one third. And but two thirds of us, you know, Israel won't make it, right? Because there's a lot of us that are not keeping these laws and commandments. All right, so I wanted to jump down to go into 1 John 3:24. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he had given us. That's saying the Spirit of understanding, the Holy Spirit, right? We spoke about that earlier. Right? How do we get that you know, Spirit within us? Is that we keep in God's laws and commandments. And basically all this is, right, all the Bible is keeping the laws and commandments, coming back to the Most High, right? And enduring to the end until his return. So over and over again, things are repeated for a reason. Things are repeated because it's gonna take that continual, you know, day in and day out, to keeping these laws and commandments to our best abilities until the Most High, until Yahweh Shah returns, right? And when he returns, he's gonna bring judgment upon this earth. And, you know, he's going to save his 144,000 elect and the one third of us, Israel, and then he's gonna put fire to the rest of his nation, right? By destruction. The Lord's coming back with fire and destruction, with the sword. He's not coming back, you know, he's not coming back with peace. He's not coming back with kisses and hugs. He's not coming back to bring the whole world together. No, he's coming back for his, you know, for the house of Israel. He's coming back for that one third, 144,000 elect. And then he's gonna bring judgment, right? So there's gonna be, you know, there's gonna be terror. There's gonna be death. There's gonna be slaughter, a great slaughter, right? And this is in the Bible, you know? This is what thus says the Lord. And, you know, we have to bring that out because contrary to belief, people think that, you know, God's coming back and it's gonna be peace on earth. It's gonna be destruction, you know? Thus says the Lord. His scriptures tell us that, you know? But the world ignorantly wants you to believe that, you know, the Most High is for everybody. But that's not true. The Most High is for his people, for Israel. Because going through these scriptures and looking at the things and the time and the history of this nation, right? Our people have been oppressed. You know, our people have been oppressed for a very long time. And every nation has had us captive, right? And done wickedness in the sight of the Lord and treated us unfairly. We have never, you know, committed any wrongs towards this nation. The reason why we're in captivity is because we didn't keep these commandments and laws of the Most High. We broke these laws, and he put us, you know, he disciplined us, right, the most, because we are the people that he chosen. And so as a parent, you know, disciplines her children, right, or parents discipline their child, you know, the most stricken, because they want them to learn, you know. They're not really concerned with other children out there, you know what I'm saying? Like, if the parent is not the parent of the other children, they're not gonna discipline them as severely as they are with their own child. So this is, you know, in comparison, the Lord is disciplining us. So we're under this captivity in this nation. That's why all the nations rule over us, because this is God disciplining us. The Most High is disciplining us for breaking these commandments, but He's left that remnant of us that he's gonna raise back up and, you know, save that one third, all right? So let's get back into wickedness, right? According to 2 Ezra. And every people walked after their own will and did wonderful things before thee and despised thy commandments, which is basically, which is the way this world is today, society, right? People have that spirit of, it's my life, I do what I want, I'm gonna, you know, do what makes me happy, right? When the Bible speaks against that, you know, people define their happiness in the way of this world, in the way of this nation, and not according to God's will. And what is God's will for us? God's will is for us to keep these laws and commandments, that we may not be overtaken by these curses, because we are in captivity, but God isn't going to allow these curses to overtake us, right? If we keep his laws and commandments and return and repent unto him, you know, he's going to allow us to endure to the end until his return. So contrary to belief, it's not about doing what, you know, you want to do or doing what makes you happy. Doing what makes the Most High happy is keeping these laws and commandments. But if we go into those scriptures and be keeping these laws, we will know that. We will have that spirit brought up, raised up in us, that we will have that understanding and can then, you know, according to the Most High, you know, be delivered out of this. But we have to endure this, you know. We're not to set up our kingdom and our happiness in this world, because there's nothing righteous in this kingdom. So how are we going to prosper with so much wickedness and so much evil, right? And so much abomination is going on in the world, that, you know, we're going to prosper in it, right? In a world of thorns, in a world of serpents, in a world of, just pure evil, pure wickedness, according to the Most High, according to the scriptures, right? So our happiness, you know what I'm saying? Our happiness is not you know, sought out in this world for us to prosper, you know, under this nation, under this kingdom. You know, our kingdom, God's going to set that up. Yahweh is going to set that up, you know, during the end times when he comes to, you know, bring judgment, save the one third and the 144,000 elect up out of this and establish the new kingdom. You know, that's what we have to look towards, right? You know, there's nothing under this nation that we should be seeking, you know, pleasure. We should be doing the Most High's will, which is keeping these commandments and laws and statutes, you know, to our best ability. Okay? Let's go even further. 2 Ezra 15:24. Woe to them that sin and keep not my commandments, saith the Lord. So, it's an abomination not to keep God's law. You know, and if you're doing anything opposite to God, right, the Most High, Shalakia, if you're doing anything opposite towards the Most High commandment, you're transgressing the commandments and the law, you know, that is a sin. And sin is wickedness in God's sight. So the wickedness is, you know, the transgression of the laws that we're, you know, not keeping, right? Woe to them that sin and keep not my commandments, saith the Lord, right? So we're defining, we see what wickedness is, you know, according to scripture. You know, it's not keeping God's laws and commandments. That's wickedness, right? Because God's laws are just. God is a just God. God is a righteous God. So the things that he proclaims and the thing that he places before us is righteousness. So anything outside of that is wickedness. So not keeping the laws and commandments, right? And just to name off a few, like the dietary laws, right? There's different laws. There's laws of, there's court laws. There's laws of how to treat our brethren. There's laws of how to, you know, treat our family, right? Love thy mother, and fear thy God, you know, the Most High. You know, going into the laws of dietary laws, right? Certain things we're not supposed to eat, you know, like the swine and seafood. We're not supposed to eat these things. Those are commandments. God commands, because our body is a temple, so we're not to pollute our temple. These things are declared through the scriptures. These things are an abomination to the Most High. So, you know, these laws, you know, and there's 611 of them, right? There's even sacrificial laws, but the Most High sent down his son, Yahweh Shai, who the world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ, to be our sacrifice. So we, before in the ancient days, we made sacrifices, you know, goats, and sacrifices, you know, cattle, so that, you know, to be an atonement, sacrifice through the blood of our, you know, breaking the commandments, but be through Yahweh Shai, you know, through his sacrifice, he died on the cross for us, that, you know, we no longer have to do that sacrifice, because he died for our sins, right? And that's, you know, the fulfillment. You know, when he came to fulfill the law, that's that fulfillment, okay? So, you know, sacrificial laws, we don't keep those in that term, because Yahweh Shai is our sacrifice. But we do have to keep, the rest of the laws that are in the commandments. There must we keep, you know. Thus said the Lord. Okay, so I got two more scriptures I'm going to bring out, and then we'll end on that note. Ecclesiastes 1:26. If thou desire wisdom, keep thy commandments, and the Lord shall give her to you. So keeping these commandments, like I said, brings us wisdom. So we're not getting the wisdom of the world, but we're getting spiritual, you know, wisdom. You know, the Holy Spirit is giving it to us if we keep these commandments. So reading our Bible, right, praying to the Most High, keeping the laws and commandments, living righteous, under our captivity, the Lord gives us, brings us that wisdom and understanding. You know, if thou desire wisdom, Ecclesiastes 1:26, if thou desire wisdom, keep thy commandment, and the Lord shall give her to you. So if we want understanding, you know, keep the laws and commandments. Read these scriptures. Dwell in this, in these precepts. Dwell in keeping the commandments and doing, you know, what's right in the Most High's eyes, right? That's how we get wisdom. That's how we get understanding, the spirit of understanding. God gives that to us freely, right? Ecclesiastes 29:19. A wicked man transgressing the commandments of the Lord shall fall into suretyship. And he that followeth other men's business for going shall fall into suit. Right? So following after Slakia. Following other men's business, right? Foregoing shall fall into suits. Okay, so that what that's basically saying is that, you know, basically going after and pleasing the world, you know, men of the world, and doing things according to, you know, what man sees as righteous and not, you know, and not the Most High. So if you're not in these scriptures, if you're not keeping these laws and commandments, you know, to your best ability, and you know, your spirit is not bearing witness to his laws and keeping these commandments, then we're going off, right? Then we're not serving the Most High. We're serving the world. We're doing things that's being, being seen by men. You know, doing things that, you know, basically, you know, the world looking at as, okay, well, that's, you know, that's after, you know, the lust of the things of this world. So, you know, I'm going to read that. I'm going to bring that out again. Ecclesiastes 29:19. A wicked man transgressing the commandments of the Lord shall fall into suretyship. And he that undertaketh, and that he that followeth other men's business for going shall fall into suit. Right? So you shall be falling after another man's, you know, teachings, right, worldly things, and not according to the scripture, not according to what the Lord commands us to do. You know, he's going into his own, you know, bringing out the things of this world, and not amongst, you know, what, you know, our Heavenly Father is telling us, you know, to do, which is, he's telling us to keep these commandments. If they're not speaking according to this Bible, and they're speaking foolishness, right? And you're going to fall into suit of that man's desires and pursuits to please the world and not of the Most High, right? So basically what the Bible, you know, repeatedly tells us is to keep these laws and commandments. You know, Israel, the house of Israel, to keep these commandments, that, you know, anything outside of that is wickedness, because we're going off. We're doing things of our own desire, right? And God has no pleasure. You can't magnify the Lord in that. You can't, glorify the Lord, doing your own wickedness, doing your own desires. But you can keep these commandments. You can come back and keep these commandments and pray in the spirit that he gives you, he brings you, understanding and gives you that spirit of understanding and wisdom that you may know. You have the difference, between the spiritual and the worldly things, to not fall into the world and seeing the world, building up on your riches and your doctrines and things like that. But, thus says the Lord, according to, these scriptures and the commandments that he gave us to keep. Right? So that is wisdom in God's eyes. And wickedness is going, in the opposite direction. So we can say, through the scriptures that brought out and the things that were said that, wickedness is not keeping the commandments, not keeping the laws and commandments and statutes of the Most High, doing your own pleasures, right? It's wickedness. So, our 2/3 of people that are out there in Israel, that are Israelites, not keeping these commandments, doing according to your own desires is wickedness, according to the scriptures, according to the Most High, according to the Bible. So we have to come back, to the Lord, come back to our God, serve him with all our heart, keep these laws and commandments that he gave to us through Moses, keep these laws that helps us, to endure in our captivity. Even though we're still in our captivity, right, we have not perished, we have not fallen, but we were, the remnant of us are brought through and God's raising us up to return back to him. So that when you're hearing these podcasts like these and videos on YouTube about brothers teaching in truth and sincerity according to the most, according to the scriptures, the Most High is delivering us, raising us up, in our captivity, so that preparing us when Yahweh Shai returns. So it's important for us to return back to these laws, statutes, and commandments. That's righteousness, and wickedness is going off, doing our own thing. So Israel, I hope that this was edifying to you. I know it was a bit windy, lengthy, but all in edification purpose, that you, gather understanding, under these scriptures, under the Most High that's bringing these things out. So I say shalom to you, Israel, the so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, and Seminole Indian. Shalom, keep these commandments to your best ability. Know that you serve the Most High, that the living God is with you, right? And if you get back into these scriptures and repent and repent your sins and return it up to him and follow these commandments, he will give you wisdom and bring you understanding, right? And to the Achaim and apostles out there preaching in true sincerity, I say shalom to you. And to the listeners that are being edified through these podcasts and gaining understanding, I say shalom to you. Shalom, Israel. Shalom, shalom, Israel. It's your brother Rajai coming at you again. Always being led by the Spirit, bringing the word of the Most High through these scriptures. I say shalom to you, Israel. You 1/3 keeping the laws and commandments to your best ability. To the apostles and Achaim and brethren out there teaching this word in truth and sincerity out in the highways and byways, I say shalom to you. And to the 144,000 elect that's being awoken in this truth, I say shalom to you. And to the listeners of the podcast show, listening in truth and sincerity, I say shalom to you guys as well. Today I wanted to, go into trusting in the Lord, and the salvation is for Israel. So I'm going to break down like two parts of, today and bring out scriptures with that. But as always, before I begin the podcast, giving you new listeners and those of you who have heard the show before, a summary of why this podcast is being brought out. And that's basically to edify a nation of people, which is so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, Seminole Indian, and Mexicans. It's important in these last times, in these last days, shall I say, that, we we waking up to the truth of who we truly are. You know, and there's a lot of brethren out there teaching the word of the Most High, the way the Most High would have it be taught. So it's very important to spread this word, because as it was given to me, you know, it's my job and my duty as an Israelite, as a servant of the Lord of the Most High, that I spread this word, you know, to my fellow brethren, so that we can wake up and come together and keep these, return back to the Lord, you know, the Most High, keep His laws and commandments, so that we can be delivered out of this wickedness, because the times are coming now that, you know, destruction is coming to America. Destruction is coming. You can see the signs, you know, and a lot of us, you know, are still lost. So, as you say, my purpose is to edify a nation of people. So going back to, you know, the reason for this podcast and the today's segment is basically trusting in the Lord and salvation is for Israel. So we know, going into scripture, and if you read the scripture, you know that that this Bible deals with, you know, the seed of Abraham. The seed of Abraham, Isaac, right, and Jacob. A direct line of people, you know, it's not for all the nations. So, and we know that seed to be the so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, Mexican, and Seminole Indians. As a nation of people, we're Israelites, right? And for so long, you know, a lot of us were lost because of the curses and the prophecies in the Bible that tells us that we will not remember who we are, but in our captivity, right? The remnant of us are going to, you know, be awoken, you know, raise up. God's going to raise us up and start, you know, increasing us in number of awareness of who we are. And we're going to gather together, return back to the Lord, you know, one third of us. But the two thirds of us are not going to hearken to God's word. Trusting in the Lord's salvation is for Israel. So I want to get into, before going into trusting in the Lord, I want to get into salvation, who's salvation for. So we know, you know, through prophecies and through things in the Bible that the salvation is for, it is for Israel, all throughout the Bible. You know, that's all, you know, the prophets speak about, right? So let me bring out a verse for you. Psalms 14:17. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion, whom the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people. Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad, right? Okay? So what that verse is saying is that, you know, it's directly saying that salvation is for Israel, okay? And who are the people, who are a nation of people that we see today that's in captivity, that are at the bottom of society, you know? And we all know that answer. It's so-called Native Americans, Hispanic, Blacks, Mexicans, right? You see what's going on today. It's been going on, you know, for generations. We're the ones that, you know, came over to this land, you know, through the way of slavery, right? We didn't come on no plane, or we didn't fly over here. We didn't, you know, come on our own leisure. You know, all the other nations, you know, they came on their own, right? But we were forced over here, so we're still in captivity, right? Even to this day. Like I said, look at the society and who are the people that are at the bottom. Okay? So that's prophecy. Let's jump to Psalms 119:174. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Okay? So, who was the law given to, right? The law was given, as we know through scripture, the law was given to the Israelites, you know, through Moses. God spoke to Moses. He wrote down the commandments, right? He came down and spoke to, Moses came down from off Mount Zion and delivered the commandments, the tablets, to the people of Israel. And in those tablets, it told us the law of God. It was our covenant with the Most High, the things that we were to do, how we were to serve Him, and not to follow the other nations. So, you know, through scripture there, we know that the law was given to the, and the covenant was given to the Israelites and no other nation. Okay? And also, we can see that, you know, in today's time, who are the nation of people that are ruling the earth, right? And what laws do they have in place? We don't see any laws that are, you know, following God's laws in this nation. We see the opposite. Every law that we see in this nation, in this society, goes against God's law. So we know that who's ever running the earth, which is Esau, the so-called white man, they're not, you know, the chosen people of the Most High, right? And so Esau is going to place in his own laws because he has his own, you know, he doesn't worship the Most High, right? He doesn't worship the living God, the God of Israel, contrary to the belief. Those people running the earth, and we know who they are, right? That they have their own agenda, and they know who the children of Israel is. And that's why they go against God's commandments, so that they keep us in a state of sin, so that we can't return back to the Most High, or that there's confusion, so that we don't know who we are. You know, it's been all this time, you know, and still there's like this mystery of who we are as a nation of people, you know? But there's, you know, this is the information age. These things are coming out. God's raising up his people, and he's bringing about awareness to his people for us to return back to him, because judgment is coming. Judgment is coming for Babylon the Great, right? And there's going to be, he's going to judge with the sword, you know? So if you're not an Israelite, and if you're not keeping these commandments, you know, you're going to be judged. You're going to be judged here in America, and things are going to get ugly. It's not going to be all hugs and kisses, right? So we definitely putting this word out, you know, for the Israelites to return back to the Most High, keep these laws and commandments, you know, because that's our purpose in life. Through our captivity, God is keeping us so that we don't, you know, be overtaken through the curses. But if we're not following these laws, God is bringing down judgment, all right? Let's get a verse to confirm that. Ecclesiastes 17:7. For in division of the nations of the whole earth, he set a ruler over every people, but Israel is the Lord's portion. So there you go. Israel is God's portion, right? Of all the other nation, he chose Israel. He gave Israel, Shlaki, he gave Israel the laws and commandments, right? He gave him the covenant. So he's only dealing with Israel. These other nations he's not dealing with. Let's read that again. For in the division of all the nations of the whole earth, he set a ruler over every people, right? So in every country, right? In every you know, country you go to, you have your rulers, right? So God allowed those people to be rulers over their country. And it says, but for Israel, the Lord, but Israel is the Lord's portion. Shlaki. But Israel is the Lord's portion. So it said, even though these people, you know, are given these different rulers, he placed the people over rulers, he chose Israel as his own portion, because the Most High is the ruler over these nation of people, over Israelites. You know, so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, and Seminole Indian, right? God is our king. The Most High is our king, right? All right? Let's jump down to another verse. Isaiah 45:7. But Israel shall not, Shlaki, but Israel shall be saved in the Lord with everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. So, again, we're seeing salvation is for Israel. We're seeing that right here it says, Israel shall be saved in the Lord with everlasting salvation. So that's a salvation that never ends, right? So after Esau's kingdom is brought down, right? So-called Babylon, the great, this country that we're in, when it's brought to destruction, God brings destruction with missiles, right? He's gonna send destruction to this nation, you know, with fire through those missiles. And, you know, the kingdom that, you know, Yahusha is going to establish after that, Jacob's kingdom, Israel is going to be everlasting. So when this perishes, when all this comes to an end, you know, our kingdom will be, Israel's kingdom will be set up and established through righteousness. And we're going to be ruled, you know, through the Most High. And there's going to be peace on earth. Right now, you know, there's mourning. People are upset. People are angry. You know, people are getting mistreated. The world is in confusion because nobody knows what's going on. But the Lord is going to reveal to the whole world all things. He's going to reveal who his people are. You know, you people out there that are, you know, denying who we are, that are constantly fighting, you know, to discredit us as Israelites. When these other nations know what's going on, you nations know what's going on. You know who the children of the Most High are. You read this Bible, you opened this Bible. You know, that's why you try to manipulate it. That's why, you know, there's so much confusion, because Esau, you know, he has an agenda. He knows his kingdom is coming down. He knows destruction is coming, you know, and it's in the scriptures. So it says again, Israel shall be saved in the Lord with everlasting salvation. And ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. So we know who we are. We know who we serve. We're not ashamed, you know, be not ashamed of it. We should be not ashamed of it. Even though we have scoffers and people who don't believe on, you know, the word of the Most High, you know, that's fine. You know, but when it all comes to an end, the whole world is going to know. Every tongue shall confess, every knee shall bow. Thus says it in the Lord, right? Moving on. Isaiah 46:13. I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off. And my salvation shall not tarry. And I will place salvation in Zion. For Israel is my glory. So again, Israel is the salvation of the Most High, right? It's his glory. We're seeing it again here. I bring near, Isaiah 46:13. I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off. So, contrary to belief, you know, we're seeing these things. A lot of us out there partying, having a good time, not getting into these scriptures, you know, not hearing his word, not knowing who we are. It says, Slakia, I bring near my righteousness. It is not far off, and my salvation shall not tarry. I will place my salvation in Zion, for Israel is my glory. So it's coming, you know, the fall of America the Great, Babylon the Great, the wickedness of this nation is coming to an end, destruction by the sword, with missiles and fire, you know, judgment is going to be on, you know, every nation, and even on the two-thirds of Israel who's not keeping these laws and commandments. So what this is telling us is that, you know, contrary to the belief, what we believe, you know, God's not going to come back, or judgment is going to be, you got another 20 years or 30 years or 10 years. It shall be like a thief in the night, right? And no one knows when the return of the Most, when Yahweh comes, Yahweh Shai, Slakia, when Yahweh Shai comes, who the world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ, right? Nobody knows that day, you know? So we're to rehearse these, practice these righteous acts, keep these laws and commandments, you know, to get ourselves in order, you know, for when the Most High returns. But yeah, it's nearer than you believe. It's nearer than we all believe. So we just went through some of the who the salvation is for. Now let's talk about trusting in the Lord, because, you know, with the salvation, we have to have that faith and trust. Psalms 31:1. In the Lord do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in my righteousness, right? So a lot of us are, you know, a lot of us today in the world today are not putting our trust, you know, wholeheartedly in the Lord. You know, we're still out there having fun. We're still out there, you know, especially the house of Israel. The other nations, you know, this is their kingdom, so they can have all the fun they want. But as Israelites, you know, God's calling us to come back to them. Raising up his word, and bringing out his prophets, right? Bringing out his word, his teachers, his messengers, spreading his word throughout the four corners, letting us know that prepare ourselves, right? Prepare for Slakia. Prepare ourselves, because the Most High, right, is bringing about an end to this nation. So we need to keep these laws and commandments, right? Let me read it again. In the Lord do I put my trust. Let Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. So we need to, we're practicing these laws, keeping these commandments, rehearsing these rites of, righteousness, these acts, like rehearsing these acts of righteousness, then, you know, when the Lord comes, you know, we shall be delivered because we're having that faith who works, right? So, you know, along with faith, we have to be out here doing the work, right? Out here keeping these laws and commandments, out here teaching to our brethren, our people, letting them know what's going on, you know, spreading his word and his truth and sincerity, right? Let's go to Psalms 18:3. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so I shall be saved from thy enemies, right? We need to be praising the Most High, even in our captivity, that when judgment comes, and in keeping his laws and commandments through faith and works, we will be given the salvation, and salvation is for Israel. So we know that the salvation is for Israel. We know that we have to trust and keep our faith in the Most High, and he tarries not, that the end is nearer than we believe. Right? Psalms 18:2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. Right? So the Lord is our rock of salvation. You know, for the Israelites, we have something to look forward to. You know, at the end of this, even in our captivity, though we went off, we broke God's laws and commandments. We didn't follow, you know, his commandments. He sent us away into captivity, but he did not utterly destroy us, because there's a remnant of us that he's preparing for the kingdom. And that remnant, you know, is to keep these laws and commandments, keep that faith, keep that trust, do the works thereof, so that we may have that salvation towards the end. So we have to keep, you know, enduring. We have to pray, fast, go in these scriptures, you know, keep doing these works of rehearsing these works of righteousness, so that we get that kingdom at the end, because that's what we're fighting for, you know, that's what we're striving for, to be perfect with the Lord. So in all these things, you know, the Bible, you know, is our, you know, instruction, how we go through this life, how it is our life. All right. Jumping down to, let's go to Psalm 71:1. Slocky, let's jump down to Psalms 18:30. As for God, his ways is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a shield to all those that trust in him. Right? So, you know, getting back to what the last verse we just read, you know, he's our protector, our shield, you know, and his laws is righteousness, his ways is righteous. So anything that he puts before us is righteousness, right? And there to give us, you know, a life that we can prosper in. Even in our captivity, we can still prosper, that we're not overtaken by these curses. We can still, you know, praise the Most High, rejoice in his name, Yahweh, and that, you know, we keep these laws and commandments, so that when the end is near, and when it comes, and when Yahweh Shai comes to judge this earth, you know, we will be seen righteous before him, and we will be delivered. But we have to keep these laws and commandments. We have to keep that faith, keep that trust, okay? Now let's go to Psalm 71:1. In the Lord do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion, right? Because God is not a God of confusion. Right, he brings understanding, but the way you're gonna get that understanding is going to these scriptures. And you can't just read it like a novel. You can't just read a chapter and another chapter. You gotta read precept upon precept, line upon line. You know, break things down. You might have to go search online and look up different definitions of words. Get breakdowns. Get commentary. You know, you gotta do this work. You gotta put that, you know, work in. Your understanding, but God's going to deliver it to you. You know, he sees you, or he knows that you're putting in that work. He's going to reveal it to you. You know, he's going to reveal those secrets, those sayings to you. Like I said, this Bible, you know, is not for everybody. You know, and we're learning under, you know, the spirit of the Most High. So whoever God puts that spirit in, if there's a brother out in the camp or somebody that's you know, teaching on the YouTube and breaking things down, we need to get that knowledge. We need to get that bread, that meat, right? So that we can have an understanding. And then we can go back and do our research and look into it and pray upon it, right? So that we get that breakdown so that it, you know, pour forth. So that it, you know, get that understanding. It's logical. We're going to end it at Psalms 84:12. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. You know, and that's a great precept right there. Blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Because in this world, we see all this chaoticness and confusion and chaos going about. But like I said, keeping our faith, placing our faith in the Most High, in His Word, doing these laws, keeping these laws and commandments, you know, trusting in He, we have surety, right? Through faith. And that's what the Most High in Yahweh Shai tells us. You know, have faith. Endure to the end. And He will give us that crown. So, let me read it again. Psalms 84:12. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. So blessed is the nation of people, right? Which is the Israelites, you so-called Black, Hispanic, Mexican, Native American, and Seminole Indian, that trusteth in the Lord, that studying these scriptures, that read these scriptures daily, that get that bread, that milk, that get that nourishment of these scriptures while we're able to get this knowledge. Because if you're following, you know, the signs and you're reading, you know, in these scriptures, there's going to come a time where there's going to be a famine, you know, not just of food, but of the word. So in the times of, you know, when God's bringing judgment and destruction, there's going to be that famine. We're not going to be able to get this word. So in this time of grace, what we have it now, you know, it is for us to get into these scriptures, to follow these commandments, right, to get that bread and milk while we have the time, because there's going to come a time where we're not going to be able to get these scriptures, where you're not going to be hearing me doing these podcasts, where you're not going to be seeing brothers on the YouTube, right? You're not going to be seeing brothers out there on the corners teaching and preaching in highways and byways, right? So, Israel, you know, definitely hope this was edifying for you. Make sure that you keep that faith. You keep rehearsing and practicing these righteous acts of the Most High. Keep the laws and commandments, right? Be a messenger of the Most High. Be a messenger of the Lord. Be spreading His word, you know, to your best ability. And get in line, you know, and keep that faith. Get in line so when the Lord comes that, you know, He will deliver us. So with that being said, I say shalom. I hope this was edifying to you, Israel. To the 144,000 elect, I say shalom to you. To the brethren, Ahakim out there teaching and preaching the word in truth and sincerity, I say shalom to you. And to the listeners, listening in truth and sincerity, I say shalom to you, Israel. And shalom. Shalom, shalom. Israel, it's your brother, Rajai, coming at you again. Always being led by the Spirit and truth and sincerity, bringing out the word of the Most High to our brothers and Akim out there teaching and preaching in the highways and byways, the true gospel as it is in the Bible. I say shalom to you, to the 144,000 elect being awakened in these last times. I say shalom to you and to the brothers and sisters keeping the laws and commandments of the Most High. You know, to your best ability, I say shalom to you. And to the listeners of the podcast, I say shalom to you that are being edified and learning in truth and sincerity. Today, I wanted to, you know, focus or touch on the topic of fighting for the Lord. But as always, before we begin the podcast, just a brief description to my new listeners and, you know, the listeners that have heard a few episodes before. The reason why I, you know, bring out, you know, put together this podcast is mainly to reach out people to let them know who we are. We're the true descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God's chosen people, and that is the so-called Hispanic, Mexican, Black, Native American, and Seminole Indian. We are the true children of God. We're the chosen ones, chosen for the salvation. Salvation is for Israel only, and through history, it's been lied to us, hidden from us, who we are as a nation of people. You know, but we are the true Jews. We are who the Bible speaks of. We are the people that are in the Bible. You know, contrary to belief, that's who we are. And all the descriptions and the curses fit our people. So, you know, this podcast is to edify our nation of people, to let them know who we are. That you're God's chosen people, that we're kings, princes of the earth, and that the kingdom, you know, of Yahushua, who the world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ, is coming. It's coming really soon, nearer than we think. So I'm preparing our nation of people to get right before the Lord, keep these laws and commandments, teaching the truth with sincerity, bringing out to you the word, always followed by scripture. None of my interpretations and none of my personal feelings, but always thus says the Lord. So, with that being said, like I said, I wanted to touch on fighting for the Lord. And this day and time that we're in, our people are waking up at a rapid pace. We're finding out who we are. You see it on YouTube, you see it on a lot of the social medias, that people are waking up, even in celebrities. You're seeing it in some of the TV shows, that people are, you know, realizing, you know, so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, and Seminole Indian, that we are Israelites. We are the real Israelites. We're the true Jews. So, you know, in waking up our nation of people, you know, we're using these resources and doing things that are reaching out to our brethren and people to get right before the Lord. So, among, you know, coming into this truth and finding out who we are, you know, a lot of things are required of us. And this, basically, we are to keep God's laws and commandments, which there are 613 commandments that the Lord tells us we must do. But under our captivity, a lot of these things, you know, we're not fully able to do and magnify, you know, the Most High's glory as we should. But even still under our captivity, we're still able, you know, to do the best that we can, and that's what God expects of us. So I wanted to, you know, touch on, you know, fighting for the Lord and standing up, you know, in His Word, bringing out the Word and the truth and sincerity, right? When we find out that we are, you know, Israelites, right, what do we do next? What's our next objective? What should we be doing? Well, you know, those of you who are just coming in, or those of you already know, you know, the first thing that we're to repent from our sins. We repent from the old way of life that we've been living, right, and return back to the Most High. So what that, you know, entails is that, you know, through the understanding and teachings, you know, get ourselves around brethren, you know, prophets of the Most High that you'll find out there. You know, there's a lot of us that are out there on highways and byways teaching this word. Even in the videos, you can still learn things. And even in podcasts like these, which I'm doing, you know, there's brothers out there pushing that word, truth and sincerity. So, you know, we have to relearn, and we have to gain understanding. And the way that we do it is going back to God's laws and commandments, right? Reading, fasting, praying, repenting from our sins, and not willfully sinning, but leaving that old life, right? Putting off that old man and putting on a new. So now we're called into this truth, and we have to follow these laws and commandments, right? And reach out to our fellow brethren so that we can get ourselves together before the Lord. So fighting, touching on the subject, fighting for the Lord. How do we do that? Let's bring out a scripture. Psalms 94:16. Who will rise up? Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Right? So, as we know, the laws of this nation go against what God's laws are. Every law, every 2,000, there's a lot of laws in this nation, right? You know, over 2,000 laws that will require that the government requires us to follow, right? You know, but we're still in our captivity. So, you know, to a certain extent, you know, we try to follow the laws of the land, right? As long as they don't go against the laws of what God, you know, commands us and the things that he says. And you can find the laws and commandments in Deuteronomy, the book of Deuteronomy. You can find some of them in Leviticus and in Numbers as well. But it's saying in this verse, people will stand up for me against the evildoers and the workers of iniquity. So come back in his truth once we, you know, find out who we are. You know, we're called to stand up for the Lord. So whether we spread the word, whether we're in our communities or whatever we can do, reaching out to our fellow brethren, we have to do that. We have to do that at a rapid, you know, we can't be slack on it. We definitely need to, you know, pray in the spirit and get understanding, but as well be growing and that God increases us. So let me read that again. Psalms 94:16. Who will rise up from me against the evildoer, right? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? So if there's things going on, you know, the first place that you start is, you know, generally in your family, right? You share this truth with your family, you tell your family about this truth. You know, and the Lord says that, you know, this is a cross that we have to bear every day. So we have to put off ourselves every day to be in this truth. And the Lord's looking for people who are going to be, you know, not halfway. You know, you got to be fully immersed in it. So it doesn't mean you do it sometimes, you know, on occasions and things like that. You have to, you know, do this every day. You have to put off yourself every day. You know, put off your old man every day. Get into this truth and be increased in the spirit. So whether it starts from your family and then you growing from there and being out on highways and byways and teaching, doing podcasts, doing videos, whatever, you know, the Lord places you where to share this truth with our brother, you know, because we want to raise our people up to know who we are, you know, to know who they are. The Lord requires. Let's jump to another scripture. Isaiah 31:2. Yet he also is wise and will bring evil and will not call back his words, but will rise up against the house of the evildoers and against the help of them who work iniquity. So as you're increasing in the spirit, God's gonna, you know, raise you up in the things that you're doing, right? Because it's glorifying his name. So he's gonna allow you, right, to increase in that spirit and give you knowledge and understanding, and that you go about doing things in his name that glorify him. He's going to increase you. It says, yet he also is wise and will bring evil, and it will not call back his words, but will rise up against the house of the evildoers and against the help of them that work iniquity. So if somebody's going against you and it's true, right, God's going to be on your side. God's going to be with you. He's going to rise up, you know, as spirit, you know, in his name's sake, in his purpose to glorify him. So he's going to bring that truth out of you. You're going to find a situation where you're going to be able to really shine his truth through, you know, if you're speaking in truth and sincerity. And if your heart's there keeping these laws and commandments, God's going to strengthen you in his word, because he's bringing out people to bear this word and truth and sincerity before the whole world, right? So these are the times that we're in. We're being called back to who we are as a people. Let's jump to Psalms 37:9. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. So in doing this work, right, in doing this work, there's a reward. So don't think that you're losing out, or you shouldn't be worried about losing out on this world and the things that you can gain in this world, this kingdom, right? Babylon the Great, which is coming to destruction by way of nuclear missiles, right? We hear wars and rumors of wars, so we know this to be true, although they don't post it in the media, right? Because they want to keep the people blind. They don't want people to know what's really going on in the world, and that's why they got all this entertainment and throwing out these movies to put you in a dull state. It puts you in that numb state of not being aware, not being aware of what's going on in the world. We have to wake up, Israel. The so-called blacks, Hispanic, Native American, Seminole Indian, Mexicans. We have to wake up to this truth. And once we're in this truth, you know, there's no turning back. So we have to move forward. We have to press on, okay? So that means going out here, doing the work, going ahead, teaching our fellow brethren, praying and raising up in the spirit that we get understanding, so that we get things in order, right? Before the Lord returns, and we don't know, you know, but it's a lot nearer than we expect. But our enemies, right? Esau, you know, he knows what's going on, right? And he's trying to, you know, push that back so that, you know, his time of reign doesn't come, but it's coming to an end. And he doesn't want his kingdom to end. Saki, he doesn't want his kingdom to end, so he's gonna try and hold that off as much as he can. Look at the things that's going on in this world and how our people, you know, there's practically lawlessness in this land. Well, there's essentially no laws made to protect our nation, the people. We know that for a fact. The court systems, everything that's written in these laws are not to protect our nation, the people. So we're actually a lawless nation, right? But these laws and commandments that God has given us, that's our law. That's what's protecting us. Not these, not the laws of this world, not the laws of this nation, not the laws of Esau, not his police force, not his military, you know, not his healthcare, not his presidents, none of that, none of his politicians, none of his laws, none of these offices, none of these officials, none of those things are for our protection. It's time that, you know, we realize this, because if you think that, you know, we're protected or we're free or any of those things, that we have a right, you know, to do the things that we want to do, you know, which is worship the Most High, keep His laws and commandments, you think we have that right, you're sadly mistaken. Or you're under the wool, or the sheet is over your eyes, falsely believing that this is, you know, a nation for you. You see it in the news every day. And now, you know, it's come to a point where these race wars are rising up, right? These race wars are rising up. Famine is coming to this land. Destruction. There's going to be, like I said, the race wars, every nation for themselves, nation of people for themselves. There's going to be no unity. There's going to be no holding of hands with the people of, you know, different nations of this land. People are going to be, you know, there's going to be lawlessness here. You know, people are going to be going for self, so to speak. You know, because it's going to be so dark of a time when these things come, when these prophecies are fulfilled, that Lord's going to bring destruction in, you know. So our people need to wake up. You know, we need to wake up, Israel, so that, you know, we're paying attention to what's going on and get ourselves right with the Most High. Repent, return back to our God, and keep His laws and commandments so that, you know, He will deliver us out of this this wickedness. And He will, you know, through faith and works. If we practice His righteousness and keep these laws and repent, you know, that we will get saved from this. Well, you know, if we keep these laws, we wait on Him. So, let me read that again. Psalms 37, 9. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. So our kingdom is next. After God destroys this wickedness, you know, all the abominations that's been done throughout this land and to our people, a nation of people, the cruelty, the malice, and all those things that have been done, you know, God's going to bring judgment. God's bringing judgment into that, and, you know, that's what's going to happen. So we need to pay attention, you know, and it's not all, you know, fun and games and lollygagging and, you know, doing what you want. You know, we need to come back to the Most High, read His laws and commandments, or else we're going to be burned in that fire. Let's read 1 Peter 2:12. Having a conversation honest among Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, there may be your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in thy day of visitation. Let me read that again. Peter 2:12. Having a conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may be your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. So the things that we're doing in this nation, if we're keeping these laws and commandments, the people are going to say and look at us that, you know, like we're crazy. Or there come scoffers or people who don't believe. But shall the word of the Lord, you know, shall that stop the word of the Lord? Or should there be, should the Lord not, you know, continue to finish his work? You know, Lord forbid. Judgment is still coming. You know, the earth is going to be judged. People are going to get put to death, you know, for not keeping these laws and commandments, especially if you're if you're an Israelite and you're not in the truth and sincerity, then you're definitely going to face that judgment. So, you know, you got to get back to these laws and commandments. It says that whereas they spake against you as evildoers, right? They're calling us out. You see in the news that they say black Hebrews, and, you know, they want to depict us as, you know, terrorists or as a threat. That's just their tactical narrative, you know, to twist what we're doing, right? To make it look and seem as though, you know, we're the ones committing atrocities when their laws and everything that they're doing, you know, is a true atrocity. It says that maybe your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. So, you know, in keeping this truth and sincerity and doing the things that the Most High requires, right, is glorified among God. You know, he sees our works to not go unnoticed, right? We're going to get that reward in heaven. But we got to keep that, you know, we got to come back to these laws and commandments. We got to be out here, you know, following what the Most High says, you know, so we can't be doing the things that we want to do, living our life carelessly, like it's, you know, the day is going to go on and it's going to repeat itself. History is going to repeat itself and it's going to go on like this. No, God's going to bring this to an abrupt end. You know, there's going to be destruction. He's bringing a sword. People are going to get put to death and people are going to get caught off guard, you know. So, you know, jumping back to what I said, we gotta fight for the Lord. We gotta fight for this truth. We gotta continue to do the good works and the deeds and keep these laws and commandments, you know, regardless of the trials and tribulations that the Lord may, you know, reward us, you know, for enduring to the end. We'll bring out another scripture for you. Shalaki, hold on 1 second. 1 second, Israel. Matthew 12:30. Okay, let's jump to New Testament. Matthew 12:30. He who is not with me is against me. All who does not gather with thee, scatter thee abroad. And let me read that again. Matthew 12:30. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with thee scatters abroad. So basically, if you're not keeping the laws and commandments, if we're not fighting for the Lord, right? Basically, if we're not keeping these laws and commandments, doing what the Most High commands us, we're against the Most High. We're doing our own pleasures. We're, you know, carelessly living our life. We don't have a care in the world. We don't, you know, even hearken into, you know, even consider what the meaning of life is. We don't seek the Lord. You know, like I said, we feel like the day is going to go on. There's going to be no judgment, you know, but in that time when it comes, we're not standing up for the truth. We're not fighting for the Lord, keeping these commandments. It's going to be a sad day for a lot of us. There's a lot of people that, you know, you might have in your families or friends, and, you know, maybe you don't tell them about the Most High. Maybe you don't preach them his word. You know, it's going to be a sad day. It's going to be a sad day for them because a lot of, contrary to the belief, a lot of people, you know, feel that they can save families and things like that, but the Lord is only looking for a few, right? Looking for a few good men, and it's truth. So if you're not pushing it, going out there, standing up, fighting for the Lord, you know, putting off your old self, getting into these scriptures, you know, then the Lord can't use those men. So we got to go twice as hard in this truth. We got to fight for the Lord even, you know, more so than we were in the world, right? Because we've been living that life and had our, you know, times when we did these things. So that's how much more we have to go for this now that we know the truth. It says, Matthew 12:30. Again, he who is not with me is against me. So if you're not reading your Bible, if you're not keeping these laws and commandments, you're against the Most High, right? Because you're not in the scriptures. You're not seeking him out. So if you feel like God is with you, you know, that's a lie, because he's not with you. How is the Lord with you if you're not keeping his commandments, you're not hearkening to him, you're not listening to what the Most High says? How do you know he's with you? You know, people say that a lot, that, oh, I got God in my heart. But contrary to belief, if you don't have these commandments, you're not doing these commandments, the Lord is not with you. Then he who does not gather with me scattereth abroad. So in that time of judgment, right, when these things come to be, you know, destruction is going to come to you. You're not going to get saved. You're not going to be delivered out of that. So, you know, hearkening back to what I said, we have to fight for the Lord. We have to push out this truth, right? You have to say to yourself, is it worth it to die here in, you know, USA? Do you love America so much that, you know what I'm saying, when the judgment comes, that you're just going to, you know, oh, well, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be our attitude towards, you know, towards life. You know, because we're children of God, so we have to seek him out. You know what I'm saying? If you don't understand or whatever, you know, pray. You know what I'm saying? Pray in the Most High that he reveals to you, and gather yourself around men of understanding. Let's jump to Mark 9:40. For whoever is not against me, whoever not against us is for us. Saying, basically saying the same thing. Whoever is not against us is for us. So the brothers that out there teaching this word, right? You know, basically those of us pushing this message are for the Most High. Matthew 10:14. And whosoever shall not receive you, neither hear your words, when ye depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. So, don't take the heart with people if people are not coming into this truth. You know, it might be that it's not the right time for them, or Lord is not dealing with them, or whatsoever that be. If we're out there fighting for the Lord, speaking in his truth and sincerity, pushing his word out, and people are not receiving it, you know, don't take that to heart. You know, like I said, the Lord's only dealing with the one third. So that's just a verification that, you know, that the Lord is dealing with only a selective few. And, you know, that's a very harsh thing. So if you're not in this truth and you're hearing this, you definitely need to consider, you know what I'm saying? Consider in your spirit. Consider that, you know, the Lord is not playing. You know, these are times where, you know, things are going to start happening rapidly, you know? So we need not to put it off. Luke 10:11. Even the dust on your feet, even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off as a testimony against you. Yet be sure this is that the kingdom is near. Exactly, right? So like I said, even when people reject the knowledge, right? It's a testimony against their own self. Because God is going to judge you on, you know, everything we do on this earth. So, you know, that's going to be a judgment on that, those people, or those who hear the word and do not receive it. You know, it's their own judgment. So, you know, fighting harder for this, standing in this truth, standing up for the Lord, those are all important things. That should be something that we feel, you know, we wake up every day and are blessed and go in that with, you know, with joyfulness, with happiness, right? Going out there and getting this work done and getting our people this knowledge, right? Because we love our people, right? The so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, similar Indians, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, and as a people, you know, it's in our spirit, you know, we have that nature. So, you know, due to the curses in these things, although we place on these curses is why we're behaving the way we are, because we're cursed and removed from our land, but the Lord's raising us back up to bring the one-thirds and 144,000, you know, and the apostles and preachers together, you know, so that we can return to the Most High. And we're going to probably end it on this last verse here. John 13:20. Verily, verily, I say to you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send, receiveth me, and he that receiveth me, receiveth him who sent me. So Yahweh Shah, who the world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ, is saying that whoever receives his word, you know, receiveth Yahweh Shah. And he's saying, who receives, if you believe it in, you know, Yahweh Shah, you believe it in the Father, because, you know, Yahweh Shah was sent to do the Father's work. So it's all connected together, right? When we go out there and when we teach, or you're hearing this, this is not my words, right? It's thus says the Lord. So you're believing, you know, and not in me and the messenger, but you're believing on the Most High, you know, because that's the root where it's coming from, right? Because we're reading straight out of the Bible. And like I said, these are not my own words. Last verse right here, Salakia. Thessalonians 4:8. He therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto us the Holy Spirit. Right? So, again, going out there, preaching his word, doing the things, keeping these laws and commandments, the things that we're required, and going out there sharing this truth with our brethren, with our nation of people, you know, we're doing this in the Most High, in the Most High's name, right? Thus says the Lord. We're bringing that to our people to get the understanding. So if they despise this word, if they don't accept it, if they reject it, you know, again, they're not rejecting you as a person. If you're, you know, talking to your family members and they reject it, they say, oh, you know, I ain't got time for that, or whatever, or just carry on the same way, they're not rejecting you, you know? And there's a lot of people got to understand that, you know, family that you deal with, your family that you deal with, is going to be your hardest people really to win, to have them, you know, understand where they come from. A lot of us, in, you know, Lord, we're in the same family. That spirit of the Most High is only in, you know, 1/3 of our people. So you can imagine if it's 1/3 of our people throughout the whole nation, you know, that number would dwindle down when it comes to families, right? Well, there will be 2 in every city, 1 in every household. Thus says the Lord in the scriptures. So, yeah, this thing is the real deal, you know? This is the real truth. You know, it's not no play, it's not no games. You know, we have to stand up for the Lord. We have to go hard in this truth, not only in the works, but in the faith as well, you know, in works and in faith. So, you know, I hope that Israel, you take away from, you know, from this, you know, lesson or things that the scriptures have been brought out, that, you know, we must stand up for the Lord, keep these laws and commandments, you know, in these last days, and really, you know, push through. You know, so I do hope it was edifying for you. Again, Israel, I say shalom to you. Keep enduring to the end. Keep these laws and commandments. To the apostles and Akim out there teaching in the truth and sincerity, I say shalom to you. And to the 144,000 and listeners and the elect, I say shalom to you.